This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Democrats are moving forward with a $3.5 trillion budget reconciliation package, and it includes funding to help protect Colorado's Thompson Divide. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Representative Joe Neguse was able to get money to protect 200,000 acres in the Thompson Divide from oil and gas development and permanent withdrawal of mineral rights in the area. $500,000 will be allocated to buy out leases from willing sellers there. Judy Fox Perry, who comes from a ranching family in the Divide area, says she's excited to see the provisions in the reconciliation bill. She and others have been working for over a decade to get protections through Congress. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A private contractor hired to expand Interstate 25 north of Denver is suing the state Department of Transportation. CPR's Nathaniel Miner reports.
CDOT hired Hammond Infrastructure early in 2016 to rebuild and expand a section of Interstate 25 north of Denver. The contract was for $56 million. But the company alleges that CDOT redesigned parts of the project during construction, and they also made mistakes, including not relocating utility lines in a timely manner. All of that added up to delays that the company says the state agency erroneously penalized the company for. Hammond wants CDOT to pay up, but hasn't yet named a dollar amount. CDOT declined to comment. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
In Denver, it's 82 degrees, Vail 70. This is CPR News at 7:06.